From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. Police in Phoenix today are defending their decision to use tear gas to disperse protesters outside President Trump's campaign rally last night. Inside the convention hall, Trump energized his supporters by attacking the press and defending his response to the recent white supremacist rally in Charlottesville.
So I'm condemning the strongest possible terms, egregious display, hatred, bigotry, and violence. Okay, I think you can't do much better, right? Okay, but they didn't want to put this on. They had it on initially, but then when they talked, he didn't say it fast enough. He didn't do it on time. Why did it take a day? He must be a racist.
Well, let's hear from John Kavanaugh, a Republican state senator from Arizona, and he joins us now. And Mr. Kavanaugh, what'd you think of President Trump's speech last night?
Well, I liked it, but I'm a conservative Republican, so that's to be expected. I think the president did what he needed to do. In the face of a lot of criticism from large segments of the media, he needed to shore up his base. And he assured them that we haven't given up on getting rid of Obamacare. We're going to get that wall built. And at the same time, he defended himself against media attacks.
Hmm. Well, let me ask you about that. I mean, do you think it's appropriate for the president of the United States to say on national television, because it was carried by mainstream media, that journalists do not love this country?
Well, I wish you wouldn't have said that, but I understand that when you're talking and when you're dealing with a segment of the media that is really quite vicious towards Donald Trump, that it's easy to say something like that.
Hmm. So the president, indeed, you're right, has been receiving a lot of criticism from not just the media, but around the country for his initial response to what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. He did read a partial transcript of those initial remarks last night in Phoenix, but he declined to say, the thing that really triggered a lot of folks, that when he had initially said that many sides were to blame. Was it right for him to not include that? Because that's exactly the thing that people were being critical of.
You know, it seems like you have people on the left that invent microaggressions. And if you don't phrase your condemnations in the correct sequence with the correct amount of emphasis, it suddenly becomes horrible.
Is it a microaggression to equate neo-Nazis with other protesters?
I abhor the Nazis. They probably hurt the conservative cause far more than the left, because people associate them with conservatism when they really aren't conservatives. But by the same token, when I see people on the side of the road, counter-protesters, throwing rocks at them, and the police stand by and do nothing, I abhor those people too. Because as much as I hate Nazis or communists or anarchists, if they're not breaking the law, they have a right under the Constitution to gather. So I also blame those who throw rocks and try to silence them. So both sides were wrong, and President Trump attacked both sides, and the fact that people didn't like the order or the emphasis really seems to be a non-issue and another example of people picking on Trump when they shouldn't.
Hmm. So let's talk for a moment about an issue that's of real intense importance in Arizona, and that's the fact that the president last night hinted that he may pardon former Maricopa County Sheriff Joseph Arpaio. And of course, Sheriff Arpaio was convicted of criminal contempt back in July. How is what the president said last night, saying when he said that the Sheriff Arpaio is going to be just fine, how is that being received in Arizona?
Well, I mean, being received fine for me. Sheriff Arpaio is a friend of mine. He is a man who's had a lifetime career of service in the military and law enforcement. He's done a lot of great things. I think it was a shame he was deprived of a jury trial, where I don't think he would have been found guilty. I know personally Sheriff Arpaio has mixed feelings. One side of him says, I wanted to go through the appeal and get exonerated. I think the other side says, I'd like to have this heavy burden lifted off me and my family. So it's hard to tell.
Arpaio did face years of protest lawsuits from the Latino community and others in Arizona. I mean, if President Trump were to pardon him, could that risk tearing apart Arizona?
Oh, I don't think we're going to get torn apart. I mean, look, President Clinton and President Obama commuted the sentence of FALN terrorists who opened up machine guns in our Congress, and that didn't tear our country apart. So I think giving a pardon for a questionable conviction to an 85-year-old sheriff who's had a lifetime career of serving this country, I don't think that's going to tear anything apart.
Mm. Mr. Kavanaugh, finally, I'm curious. You said that the president did what, in your mind, what he needed to do last night, shoring up support with his base. But at the same time, in the process of doing that, you know, he went out of his way to criticize Congress, to even attack Congress and say, you know, if you don't build this wall, we're going to shut the government down. I'm curious, if the president's going to get anything done, shouldn't he have also maybe spent less time going after, you know, senators, congressmen, and other branches of government in order to get more of his agenda actually accomplished? Did he miss an opportunity there?
I don't think so. I think he's highly frustrated, and I think he needs to I think he believes he's got to move these people. And, you know, I mean, he talks tough sometimes. He does that in foreign affairs, and I think it's had some good effects. You know, he talked tough to our NATO allies, and whoom, suddenly they're giving us $10 billion more in aid to NATO. North Korea seemed to get a little worried and weren't playing the same games that they played with Obama. So sometimes you got to be tough, and I think Trump's the man to do it.
John Kavanaugh is a Republican state senator. He represents Arizona's 23rd district. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.